Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's 92.9 The Game with Sam and Greg. And Noel on this Sunday morning. We thought we had that queued up a little bit more, but that's okay. I had her play this because today we lost him in 95. And that was who I was talking about. Melvin Franklin. Would have been his birthday today.
Okay.
And we lost him. It just gave me an excuse to play this song.
Well, you had to play this song.
Pardon?
You told me to cue. Remember, it was at Merry Christmas. From the Temptation. And that would have done it.
Yeah, but we can save that for Christmas time, man. It's Halloween time.
Everybody knows that. Merry Christmas from the Temptation.
And Sam Crenshaw's tribute to it. Anyway, that's what Noel wanted me to play. But I mean, to do the Christmas thing. But that was a little early. All right, disown me.
Right.
We're moving into this 8 o'clock hour. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to everybody in Roswell.
Okay. We do that. I want to remind everybody, coming up at 12 noon today, downtown Atlanta, Atlanta Pride Parade. It's off at 12 o'clock. I think it starts at the Civic Center Martyr Station, goes down Peachtree into turns on 10th Street, and concludes right there at Piedmont Park. So parade is coming up today in town. So if you're coming downtown.
Another reason to be paying attention to
down,
traffic.
If you're coming downtown, we have traffic. You want to get off the exit. That's already going to have down a couple of lanes on the downtown connector. So pack your patience. Leave early. That's the recommendation.
I was trying to find something here. And I was talking earlier to you.
Yes.
Get ready to talk a little bit more college football and what happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Is it slip? Not slip. Not the Kirby. I was talking about Kirby.
What's wrong?
Let me back up again here. This is where I used to talk really, really fast, and I have learned. Was that they say from Bad Boys? Woosha! I got to slow down. Woosha!
There we go.
Woosha! I got to slow down. Okay, and so yesterday, post Georgia, Kirby was talking about his time at Auburn. I don't mean the game and being on the field; just talking about his time living in that part of Alabama, and how much time he used to spend going over to Auburn games, which I didn't know about. And he said, I don't think a lot of people know. I spent so much time going to Auburn games. Well, anyway, what came out in that press conference was that he and his son took a trip to a ball field that was named after his father, that he helped build back in the 70s. And had went over there, was talking about how one of the troopers wanted to take him over there. And he goes, no, I just want to go with my son. And we'll go over and look at it. But I'm trying to find the name of that town. I had never heard this before. The name of that town. Slip. It was like Slip something. Slip Holt. Anyway, I know that, this is your home state. But I was trying to find name. It'll come to me in 1 second.
Okay. You said it was somewhere near Wetumpka?
Yeah, just north of Wetumpka.
Okay. Okay, well, that would be not far from Auburn. Wetumpka is near Auburn. Not far away.
So it was Slip something. It'll come to me. But just the fact that he had spent so much time there.
And very special, obviously, with him having lost his dad, earlier this year. So,
well, your thoughts on this game? Because they looked like you-know-what in the first half and then turned around. And that was one of the things that he talked about during the press conference.
Yeah.
The intestinal fortitude, if you will, of this team and how they played. And just the ups and downs and ebbs and flows of being in that stadium, which between him and Nick Saban and anybody else you listen to will tell you that joint's haunted. They will tell you there's something about Auburn. You think about the games that have taken place.
Oh, and the strange bumps in the night.
Exactly.
That have taken place down there.
Exactly.
Amazing stuff. But the bump in the night came from Georgia. They do pull it together. They get the win 20-10. They survived it because Auburn came out with the right game plan for them. And Coach Smart had these thoughts after the game.
At the end of the day, we won first down, and it gave us a chance to win third down. When you don't win first down, I think we had 5 or 6 third and one or twos in the first half. You're not stopping a quarterback run team on third and one and two. You're just not doing it. I mean, teams don't stop us. You got to get them in third and long, and we were able to do that better in the second half.
Talk about that, what you do on first down. Mm-hmm. If you get a team going in reverse on first down, you change their playbook. You change the things that they can do to try to make that up and get them in third and long situations. It's the goal of every defensive coordinator to try to figure out a way to do that consistently. And that's what he talked about, what you do on first down and how it can dictate the way the game goes. So I thought it was something that really changed for Georgia in the second half of that game last night.
Slap out Alabama.
Slap out.
That is literally the name of the town. Well, now it's changed to Holtville, Alabama. But he was calling it Slap Out Alabama, which is what got my attention because I never heard nothing called Slap Out before. But it is. It's right there on the other side of the Jordan Lake, north of Wetumpka. And this is where Kirby said he did his, he running around, cutting corners as a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was, a baseball field, again, built for his dad. So it was a special sort of reunion for him emotionally. And just talking about the emotions that go along, this is what I'm hearing from Kirby this year. It seems like he's weighing his efforts as far as getting these guys ready to play a game, but also the just emotions, the ebbs and flows of being a part of SEC and the expectations of being a Georgia player, but being in the SEC and the level of importance of every game and getting them ready throughout the course of the week. It's sort of like going up on a roller coaster. You slowly get them ready, you get them ready, and you get top there. Okay, game time. And that's when the coaster, and that's when the ride starts. But listening to him this year, that's sort of more than any other year.
This is a different kind of team.
This is a different kind of team,
and so it's been different for him to watch them come together. A lot of players lost on the defensive side, trying to establish the running game, trying to establish receivers. He knows his tight end room is strong still, but there's certain areas that were, I won't say uncertain, the potential is that just didn't have the reps. And so now these guys have the reps together on this team. He's had some health issues, had some guys, with some injuries, but now they got the reps. Guys who may have been these kind of, not very experienced ball players now into this stage of the season. And he talked earlier this week about this being their second road trip in the SEC and playing on the road in the SEC, Auburn of all places. This is the Deep South's oldest college football rivalry.
Right.
And they played it first time down the street and around the corner. First time they played in Piedmont Park.
Right. Yep.
And so it goes all the way back. Longtime Gunnar Stockton at the big day threw for 217 yards.
But ran for a bunch, too.
He only ran for 26 yards, but he was the leading rusher in the game with 26 yards, which tells you how tough the Auburn defense was and how geared up they were to stop the Georgia run. But Stockton did what he had to do, and Georgia comes out with the win. 5-1 now, 5-3-1. And it was a close call Saturday around the conference. Alabama didn't run off with their win.
Nope.
Ole Miss, escaped with their win. You know, so it was that kind of day in the SEC where you had some teams that really had to eke out. When you're kind of wondering who is that next level team in the conference going to be. And you think about each year the conference, this conference has a team that comes out. One year, Missouri comes out as a surprise team. Last year, South Carolina was the team that came on late. There were expectations with South Carolina earlier this year. They're looking more like South Carolina this year. You know, they're back to looking like they usually look. So who is that team going to be from the conference this year that's going to be that other team that will be there with a chance to go to the playoff? And that's what you were really watching for, and which team is really emerging. You know, Missouri was that. They gave Alabama a tough time yesterday. Ole Miss is, I mean, they're in rarefied air. We haven't seen Ole Miss ranked this high since Archie Manning was playing.
James Franklin, but do you trust Lane Kiffin for a big game?
So far, so good. You know, we'll see. We're going to find out because he's got some big ones coming up,
yeah,
right?
He does.
But so we'll find out for
Texas
sure.
Texas A&M.
You know, Texas.
Because you talk about the money down there.
They've thrown the money around. Is it finally coming to fruition? Maybe that's the team that makes it into the playoff that we haven't seen in some time. So you always watch for who is that other team in the conference going to be. It was looking like Oklahoma until yesterday, and they lose to Texas.
Oh, that's exactly you know why I don't make, put no right, money never right, on Oklahoma.
Right,
another one.
Right.
It gets y'all worked up into a lather, and then.
But that's the way things go in this conference, and so you watch for that going forward. Who is that team possibly going to be?
We got a break. I had a question I wanted to ask you about coaching and Kirby. We don't have time because I'll save it and
save it.
I'll put a pin in it. We're going to talk Falcons football next. Miles Garrett getting set for Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football.
Night.
Back to you, Dan DeRue.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com is a website. Check out our just everything that's going on here throughout the course of the week. And man, after about Tuesday or Wednesday of this upcoming week, there's going to be a whole lot of stuff on there.
Yes, it will.
Given what we are going to be doing the next couple days here, getting ready for Monday Night Football. We've got four games today that we're bringing for you. We got Hawks getting started. Got a lot of stuff happening around here. Again, Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. Came back with Darius there.
Yeah, man.
He's throwing some country on there.
Mm-hmm.
Every Saturday morning, I'm hearing Darius Rucker. Every Saturday morning.
Every Saturday morning?
Every Saturday morning, one way I'm working or it's on, I got a cup of coffee and I'm sitting out there, it's College game day. And I'm just enjoying the show. And I am learning stuff from Nick Saban. I am enjoying the knucklehead Pat McAfee. He got Dan Lanning to take his shirt off yesterday.
I heard about that. I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
I mean, he started drinking a Kool-Aid like a frat party, Dan Lanning. And he just went, and then it exposed the tattoo that he's got under his left arm. Did you see that? You got to look at the picture of it. Okay. It's his wife, I believe, who went through some stuff.
Okay.
And he's got her image, like a big one, on from like armpit down on his side, on his left side. So that was kind of nice. Anyway, that's how I listen to Darius. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You ready to bring our guest on here?
Absolutely.
And talk some Falcons and get ready for tomorrow night. And what time do you have to arrive down at Mercedes-Benz Miles Garrett?
Oh, we are always there 2 hours pregame. Got to make sure we get all the pregame video we need because they're going to be looking so good in those throwback uniforms.
That's right. That's right. Miles Garrett, Fox 5, joining Sam and Greg this morning. Mr. Crenshaw, I'll let you get going.
You want me to start with this guy?
Yes, please. Please.
My goodness.
I already started. But
okay. All right. But Miles, thoughts about this week where, you know, the week gets skewed a little bit. You know, what normally is Monday is Tuesday. What's normally is Tuesday is Wednesday. But, you know, that's because that's what you get to do when you're coming into a game on Monday night.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's interesting because obviously it's coming off a bye week for this team and, you know, get some chance to get some guys healthy. I know Darnell Mooney, a guy that they won't be having for this game, but you get AJ Terrell back. So I do think that it works in their favor for that, you know, getting some guys up to snuff and, you know, getting them ready for this game, because obviously you're facing off against a team that's arguably the best team in the NFL. So it is kind of a weird schedule, but all that considered, I do think it was necessary for this to happen against a team like the Bills, where you got to be at your best, man. It's a primetime matchup, nighttime game, roof's going to be open, the weather's going to be cold. So I think it was a good time for this week to come.
Okay, he just broke some news because I wasn't sure whether or not the roof was going to be open, but he just said it was going to be. So you got that confirmed?
That's what the Mercedes-Benz Stadium tweeted out.
All right. The other thing is,
as
you talk about and think about these guys prepping for this game, my thought went to the defense. And here's why. Because not only did you have you coming off a bye week, so people are getting back into that mode, but when you do, you look at your last opponent. And the last opponent, while Washington is one of those powerhouses, if you will, in you know, NFC East, they didn't have their quarterback. This defense went up against Marcus Mariota, but this defense also allowed 27 points. So that's why I'm just landing on this and wondering, is there any thoughts on what you want to see from this defense going into this game? Because Josh Allen ain't Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, no, I mean, I do got to say this. You got to give the Commanders credit. They had a pretty good win against the Chargers last week as well. But to answer your question, now, this is a situation where I think the Falcons really need, and they talked about it this week as well, they need to contain Josh Allen in the pocket. There is no direct formula for how to stop number 17, because if there was, I'd probably be a defensive coordinator in the NFL. There's ways to limit him, but I don't know if there's ways to completely stop him. But I think the way just to limit him is to keep him within the pocket. I think he's at his best when he's ad-libbing outside of the pocket, kind of getting players to go off script a little bit downfield, his wide receivers, his running backs, James Cook, Keon Coleman, whoever that might be. I think the longer he has to throw, the better opportunities he ends up getting. So I do think that for this Falcons defense to succeed, they've got to have some pressure and get home. They can't just have that pressure and, you know, just have Josh evade and whatnot. You got to get it and you got to get him fast. I think you got to get a spy of sorts on him. I think this is going to be a big game for Divine Diablo. You wish you had a guy like Troy Anderson out there for a game like this, just because of his speed and size. I think he'd match up very well to be that spy against Josh Allen, but this is why they brought in Divine Diablo. And I think he matches up really well for this, but in order to get pressure, you got to get some guys to get home. Jalen Walker, James Pierce Jr., Leonard Floyd. I mean, Zach Harrison leading the team in sacks right now. These guys have got to finish the drill when it comes to getting in the backfield right now. Otherwise, Josh Allen's going to make you pay. He's a big guy. He's very good at evading tackles. So it's one of those situations where Jeff Ulbrich's going to have a better defensive performance than he had against the Commanders a couple weeks ago.
Is he him right now? I'm asking this to Sam and you, Miles, because I think about Patrick Mahomes is telling everybody who will listen to him that the Chiefs are back. And when you have to do that, I feel like the train's already passed you by. Josh Allen is playing in a way that Patrick Mahomes did 5 years ago. I don't know what to think of Lamar Jackson and Matthew Stafford is past his prime. I just want to, and Baker Mayfield may be the next guy up as far as behind Josh Allen. But would you guys say that right now we're going to have the best quarterback in the league here tomorrow night and there ain't a close second right now?
Well, I've had this debate with quite a few people, and every time I say Josh Allen, they look at me funny because apparently Lamar Jackson is the clear-cut winner because apparently Josh Allen stole Lamar Jackson's MVP last year.
Talking about last year, I'm saying right now. Josh, yeah. Go ahead.
No, I know. I think Josh Allen is the best quarterback in the NFL just because of, you know, what he's shown. I mean, obviously, we're talking this year. I think he's shown it this year. Obviously, that Patriots game, I still think he played pretty well given the circumstances. I think Drake May had a fantastic game as well. But I do think that Josh Allen is the best player in the NFL right now, the best quarterback. But I do think that you listed every single other quarterback in that conversation there, Greg.
Not everyone. I named the top guys. I named the top five guys, and I wouldn't even have brought this up were Lamar healthy. So, again, when Lamar's healthy, I'm in that argument against you with Josh Allen. Back and forth, but he is not healthy right now.
You're Team Lamar.
I'm saying it's not. It's not a clear cut case one way or the other. These guys are both playing at a high level. They both have skill sets that aren't equal, but yet are still weapons that nobody can seem to stop when they are running at full strength. But I don't say I would
absolutely.
Not.
Absolutely, yeah. I don't think there's a clear cut. Well, like if you had said Lamar Jackson versus Josh Allen, whoever says what name, I don't think anyone is necessarily wrong. I think it's very, very close.
But right now, for tomorrow night's purposes, that's all I was getting at, Mr. Crenshaw.
I believe he is. I believe he is right now. Currently, you talk about what happened last season.
No, I'm not talking about last year.
But obviously, right now he is the guy. He's healthy and he's out there with his team and. He is the man, and we're going to get to see him up close and personal tomorrow night. The thing of it is, can you contain him and keep him from doing the things that he likes to do? And he's so versatile. He's got a great cast around him, and we're going to see him at his best tomorrow night because they're coming off an embarrassing loss. So that's the other thing. You know, they're going to come in with something to prove. I think, you know, the Falcons, it's a good time to play this game. You know, after having this extended little break and everybody, just like Miles says, some recovery time for some guys, you're going to get A.J. Terrell back. That's going to be big to have him back in the mix tomorrow night. I think that's great. But you know, Miles, the other thing that helps when you have someone like this facing on their offense, sometimes your offense has to be the better defense. What can your offense do to sustain drives, to convert some third downs, and keep this dude on the sideline, right?
Yeah, no doubt, 100%. Obviously, I think this Falcons offense had one of their better performances, if not their best performance of the season against the Commanders. But when talking about how to do that, you know, exactly what you're talking about there, Sam, I do think that this Falcons offense really has to take advantage of Buffalo's rushing defense because it's not one of the best in the NFL, but it's not great either. And obviously, you have two of the best running backs, in my opinion, in the NFL, and you got to take advantage of that. I mean, this is something that you can really go off of, given the game that Bijan Robinson just had. Buffalo, I believe, ranks in the bottom top 10 as far as rushing yardage they've been able to give up all season long. So you need to take advantage of that and keep the clock running. I mean, that's like you're saying, exactly the answer to your question. The best offense is to keep him off the field. So obviously, I think there's been a lot to the point of Elijah Wilkinson stepping in place of Caleb McGarry. I think there was a lot of apprehension of how this offensive line would look so far. And he stepped up very admirably, I would say. But Michael Penix Jr. got to keep up that momentum from that last Commanders win. I think that was his best win as a pro, best showcase. And it was really just a very balanced offensive attack. I don't know if this is just to Zach Robinson being on the field instead of being up top, that he said that he wished he had done it sooner. But regardless, it was a very balanced approach that the Falcons really, really need to replicate going forward because it's exactly what fans, I think, and even coaches really envisioned what this Falcons offense would look like at the beginning of the season.
Hey, Miles, we got just a minute, so you're going to make this one quick, though, but who are we not talking about, or what are we talking about in your mind when it comes to this Falcons team? Who are we just, you know, we're kind of, we're talking about the obvious ones.
Is there a good question?
Is there somebody or something that we're not, maybe we're sleeping on, or, you know, it's a work in progress, or what? You know, I wanted to ask you that.
Oh, man, that's a good question. Well, I don't know if it's necessarily being slept on or not, but Kyle Pitts, I think, is quietly having one of his best, if not his best season as a pro right now. I've seen a lot of all 22 footage. Number 8 is getting open very frequently downfield. Michael Penix hasn't hit him a couple times, but he's getting in the ball a lot more. And obviously that chemistry that they were doing this offseason seems to be paying off. But so far, I think that is mine, because just because of it, you know, we've been waiting to see this breakout season happen. And I think he's well on his way right now.
Maybe we don't talk about him as much, but yeah, you're right. You mm-hmm. know, we said this guy comes out and plays a great season. He makes the difference and gets his team over the top, and what he could mean for the quarterback as well. So he is playing well. Nobody's saying anything bad about him.
Nope, that's
right?
true.
You
that's
know what
true.
I mean? That's kind of gone away. But maybe we ought to throw some flowers at the guy, too, because, you know, he has been getting the job done and has been playing and been playing a role with this team.
Well, the Falcons would be happy to know that Myles Garrett pointed out the attributes of Kyle Pitts and his contribution so far in this early Falcon season. Can you still call it early?
Yeah.
All right, I guess so. All right. Anyway, listen, man, we're not done with you. A lot of season left. We're going to be reaching out to you, Miles. And as always, we thank you for getting up on these Sunday mornings and joining us.
Always a pleasure, fellas. Talk soon.
All right, buddy. Take care. Miles. Sometimes he just feels, you know, Miles is just too focused.
Yeah.
He's an actor. He's not supposed to be that focused. An actor. Anyway, listen, we got a couple things we have not talked about here. I want to talk to you about what happened in Arizona this past week. Well, not in Arizona, but the hammer came down. I have never seen a coach get it for what happened out there in Arizona this past week.
Whoa.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that, get your thoughts on it. You've got us for about, ooh, another 40 minutes or so, because shortly after 9 o'clock, we are going to turn things over to the NFL. They've got the pregame show getting ready for Denver and the Jets over in London. That is a 9:30 a.m. kick. So we're going to walk you right up to it. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused,
is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And who doesn't miss the big hair bands of the 80s? Sammy Gregg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. On this Sunday morning, 12th day of October, thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. I was just sitting here looking at this information I want to ask you about. And if you talk to anybody, and because there's been mixed emotions about this. By the way, we just left Myles Garrett, and I was going to mention today would have been, or excuse me, it is, turned 60 years old today, speaking of the Falcons, 6-0 today. A quarterback of theirs, Chris Chandler.
Okay.
Chris Chandler turned 60 years old today, and I'm sure he'd be happy that I keep mentioning his age like I have been on the air. But happy birthday, Chris Chandler.
Led the Falcons to their first Super Bowl appearance.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Can I mention something's happening?
Please, yeah.
This is the way I'm looking up at the screen here, and in Wuhan, Coco Gauff has just won the tournament there, played Jessica Pegula in the final. People forget that after the U.S. Open, the tennis tour does continue.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think they just fall off the cliff and don't play anymore. And that's the thing about it. The season is so long. And these are stops in the Asian countries. These are a lot of the tournaments that we lost in the United States. You know, we have only a handful of tournaments in the States now. We used to have them, so many. A lot of them ended up, you know, in the Asian countries, South Pacific countries, where tennis became quite popular. So these are stops that the top players on the tour have to make. You know, if you're wearing a certain logo, they want you going into those markets to play those tournaments. So these are big tournaments, 1,000-point. This is the 1,000-point WTA event that she just won. So these are big on the radar. We sometimes, and because of the time of day that they play, you know, we kind of miss that as well. So they're just finishing up. What is it, like Monday over there?
13 hours.
Okay.
Well, depending on where you are.
Okay.
See, I was going to ask about a place that, if you've ever heard of any sporting event taking place there, China got a whole different situation as us, and you're all around the world, even in Africa. I have never, well, I should say never, but I can't remember hearing of a major sporting event taking place in India.
That's because you don't follow cricket.
Oh, you're right.
No, there you
then
go.
You're absolutely right.
Okay, yep.
How did you whip that out that quick?
Because that's,
that's what they play. I think of cricket, I think of the Bahamas.
No, man. Ooh, no.
I'm thinking of Bahamas, up and down the Caribbean, that's where I see the replays from.
That is big.
In India.
And you tune in and watch it, and you see the sponsors, Ford, KFC. Well, I mean, yeah. Right. It's big. It's really big.
I thank you.
Yeah, dude.
I know I wouldn't hang around you for nothing. It was just one of them days, man. So, Jonathan Gannon. You heard about this. He's the coach of Arizona Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
He got fined this past week. We've all seen the video of him going apoplectic on the sidelines after his running back, trying to be smooth, dropped the ball just before he crossed the line. By the way, go look at the replay. He did have the ball in his hand. They messed the call up. But anyway, we've seen that before.
We have.
So he goes, he waits till this kid gets to the sidelines. He feels bad enough as it is, right? And he's got a player there, and this coach goes sideways on him. The conversation during the week after this happened from other NFL players was this. They said, you know, one of the nice things about being in the NFL is you can do pretty much whatever it is done to you back to the other person. You hear about teammates fighting all the time, cussing at each other all the time.
Well, you hope not.
We know what happens.
You know, things can happen during the game.
During the game, we hear about these fights in training camp. We know about all that stuff.
The training camp, that's a different thing.
Okay. And then we know that NFL players can go back, and if their coaches cuss at them, they can cuss at them. What he said, though, doesn't happen because you can't reciprocate is, you know, coaches don't put their hands on a player. Because if we do it back, we know what will happen. And that was the conversation this past week. This dude got fined by Bidwell, the owner of the Cardinals, $100,000. But, again, it brings up the conversation. Because I can't remember the last time, you know, short of a Bobby Knight replay, that I saw a coach put his hands on a player on the NFL level.
Yeah.
Yeah. They grab the face mask sometimes, but that's on the college level.
When you see some disagreements, you've seen Travis Kelce and Andy Reid.
Put his hands on him.
No. But you know, you've seen the disagreement.
And they yell back and forth at each other.
Mm-hmm.
But this dude smacked him a couple times in the chest. He gave him the old man smack, but still, he popped him a couple times. Kind of like Sean Connery in Untouchables, where he gives that dude, "You're far away from the south side there, but Johnny." He gives him one of those side punches.
Yeah.
I call that the old man punch. Right? He gave him a couple of those. And the conversation, like I said, from the ex-players goes, that dude crossed the line because the player could never put his hands on a coach. And I just wondered if you had thought that when you saw this replay and heard about this fine coming down this past week.
And I mean, that's nothing physical, you know, but you see that. I don't say you see it all the time, but you can see coaches and players going at it when things are heated during a game. Mm-hmm. You expect to see that sometimes, but not the physical, not anything like that.
A guy that you, before we bring Noel on here, a guy that you covered in college. Well, I don't know if you covered him in college, but I know your paths crossed a number of times. This dude and what happened with him today changed the trajectory of the NFL. You could argue that because it assisted this team to become something that nobody expected it to be. Today was the day of the Herschel Walker trade.
Okay.
Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Six players, five draft picks.
Wow.
And we know what the Cowboys did with that.
Absolutely.
And Jerry Jones. And this is coming off of what? A 1-15 season? Nobody thought that that Cowboys team, and everybody thought that Jimmy Johnson needed to go back to college. He can't do it on the NFL level. And then that happened.
And who saw that?
Who saw it coming? Yeah. But it allowed them and Jerry Jones to pop off the way they have for the last 30 years.
They're still living off
that. They still living off that. And by the way, did Herschel get a ring? Because Herschel should have got a ring for that. No. They should have gave him one ceremoniously. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Listen, you got us until 9:15, and normally we spend this time getting you set up for the matchups that we have today. And by the way, if you can't get in front of a TV, starting things off, the NFL with Denver at the Jets, that's going to get started at 9:30, pregame at 9:15. But we've got Cowboys at Carolina. That'll be after game one.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got Tennessee at Vegas. That'll be after game two. That's right. I keep forgetting I'm starting with the other one. Game two, and then, of course, we got tonight – Detroit, Kansas City.
Yep.
You got to pick on any of these games? Let's start with the Jets in Denver. Okay, I'm going to speak for you. You're going to take Denver.
Denver.
Dallas at Carolina, though.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Interesting game because of what Carolina's been doing right now. I may go Panthers today.
Okay, I may be right with you.
Yeah.
All right. Tennessee at Vegas.
No, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Detroit at Kansas City.
You know, I know which way you got to lean with this one.
I ain't got to lean one way. I just want somebody to be happy. That's what I say in my house.
You'd be sleeping on the roof.
Me and Jesse.
I'll be up there, climbing up there.
Man.
Hold the ladder.
Them Tigers made her physically sick.
Yeah.
She, I'm not being funny here now, because she stopped eating. She wouldn't eat it certain now. And then her guts got all twisted. And she goes, "How come you like this with the Cubs?" I was like, "Because I'm a professional sports fan. I'm not one of these rookie fans like you. I'm not getting worked up and getting my guts all twisted over these Cubs. If they make it, check back with me in the seventh inning of the World Series. Then I'll get excited."
Wow.
Because the Cubs do what just happened to you on a regular basis, and they've been doing it for 100 years with the exception in 2016. So I'm a professional sports fan. I let my investment go just so far, and then when health gets involved in it, I back it up a little bit. But, yeah, them Tigers, they – it was not pretty. But, yeah, let's hope that Detroit gets it done tonight. But as I said earlier, man, Kansas City is trying to tell everybody that they are back. Why are they doing that? I mean, this is the sense I'm getting. Every interview, whether it's Kelce, whether it's Patrick, whether it's the coach, whether it's the three of them, which they did an interview that's going to be aired this morning. Hey, don't forget about us. Hey, we're over here. Well, if you got to do that, then.
Well, it seems like that's what people are doing. And they're not this shiny toy, I guess, anymore. But still, you know, they're still there. They're still who they are. Can they regroup at the end and really be that team? And that's the thing that you saw last season, you know, because there were some games last season where they looked pretty human. And you say, oh, they don't worry. When they get to the playoffs, they're going to flip the switch.
We all thought that, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But Father Time is what?
Here we go.
We, you know,
or just matchups. It could be matchups too, you know. And then Philadelphia just wasn't a good matchup for them, you know.
Not just that, but let's think about this run that this team has had. How many last second finger nail biting moments did this Kansas City Chiefs team provide?
Yeah.
So they could be they could only have one ring. If you look back at some of these games, they won in the last second, or him driving down in 13 seconds,
or they managed to escape like they did against the Falcons last
year.
You know,
exactly.
So it's so many weeks that they've made a living out of escaping.
It seems like they're doing what the Golden State Warriors didn't do. And I use those two as the analogy. They both in their sports ran it for a minute and a half. You wouldn't even watch Golden State games beginning of some seasons because you knew what was going to happen at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how we felt for a period of time during this Kansas City run. But when Golden State started, you know, getting old and then Clay left and all that and injuries – listen, they came back last year. They didn't win at all, but, you know, they are playing hard and they are a presence out west. You know what the real conversation is right now?
What is that?
That about what's happening in Milwaukee. And, yeah, he's going to be there for a period of time. But if things change in a way that Giannis wants to get out of Milwaukee, one of the teams that they are saying, if he were to land there, just forget about what's going on out west, and that would be Golden State. You get, I mean, you get Steph, you get Draymond, and Draymond knows his role right now.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
And then you get Giannis, those three.
Oh, yeah.
That would be something. That would make Oklahoma stand up and go, And I, and by the way, I'm not putting any sort of mileage on in Houston. I don't care if Kevin Durant's there or not.
Nope.
No, I don't. I just don't. Okay. I don't see him being that piece. They, without him, maybe. You know, some people, they put the superstar over here and then they play
right,
well.
Right.
I'm thinking those guys are young and hungry enough, especially the way they got smacked around at the end of last year and didn't achieve. I think that team with that coach, I would put money on them.
Okay.
Without Kevin Durant before I would with him. Because I want to see what how he meshes with them.
I want to see them, and I want to see how Memphis rebounds this year. You know, as far as being in the West, we got a slim down Zion Williamson.
Yeah,
you know, down in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot to look forward to with this NBA season around the league. Meanwhile, in the East, I just think if we keep our crew healthy here in Atlanta, we ought to be able to do some damage in the East big time. You know, the shortcomings in Boston and Indiana. We know Philadelphia, their shortcomings too. New York is interesting. Because, you know, New York, you know, had some success. Let's see how they follow it up. You know, that's a big thing with them as far as the East goes. Miami could be Miami. And then, you know, Orlando made some noise, too, last year. So we'll see.
We need to get Max on the phone. Let us know what's going on with them down there.
Man, he's busy.
He is busy.
Max is on the move, man. He's doing a lot of different things.
He is doing international stuff. Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Very proud of him.
Look, man, we did it again.
What's that?
You and I. We got into yapping about something and went down the rabbit hole, and we were supposed to give this to Noel.
Okay.
Remember that?
Well, we can do that at the top of the hour.
You sure?
We can be around. That plus, we got some NASCAR to talk about.
Okay.
They're racing today.
Take a look at her. She ain't mad at us, is she?
Not yet. We got to make sure we get this time at the top of the break, the top of the hour.
Yeah. All right. Well, hurry up. Shut up.
All right.
Sam Greg, Sports Radio 929 The Game.
All right.
I love the diversity of music we got on this show.
Yeah.
I think everybody else does too. Yeah, you never know what you're going to get here. Sam and Greg, on this Sunday morning, 12th day of October. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
We enter the 9 o'clock hour, and a good morning to all y'all in Mableton, out there by Herb's. Was it Veterans Memorial Parkway?
Yeah.
Going zipping right through there and the train tracks and all that. So good morning to all of you out there. Birthdays, it would have been... And we lost them in 2017. Dick Gregory.
Okay.
Lost it. We talked about the Bahamian drink earlier.
Oh, yeah, man.
Luciano Pavarotti. It would have been his birthday today.
Okay.
Lost him in 07.
Okay.
Talked about Melvin Franklin earlier. What's his nickname? Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. I'm not the biggest wrestling fan, but everybody knows him. Dusty Rhodes. American Dream.
Hard time,
Daddy.
Lost Dusty in 15, but would have been his birthday today. And two guys
There's so many. There's so many clips of him posted on Instagram. There's somebody just finding Dusty Rhodes clips and just throw them out there.
His promos are hilarious. I love watching his and Ric Flair's. Yeah,
there got to be some kind of tribute to him today. It's his birthday. Somebody got to be doing something.
Go on YouTube. I'm sure they're gonna post a million tribute videos.
They're selling conversion vans in Forsyth, Georgia.
He's in that group of people that you see him, they make you smile.
Oh yeah.
They ain't got to say nothing. You just see them, they make you smile. Anyway, rest in peace, Dusty, and happy birthday to you, too. Yep. These two, born on the same day.
Same day.
From the sports world,
yes.
Leon Lett.
Okay.
And from the acting world, Hugh Jackman.
Man.
Exactly.
It's a combination.
Exactly. Hugh Jackman and Leon Lett celebrating a birthday today, 57 years old. Now, here's one, and I want to mention her. Because if there was a movie that's going to turn up in about 10 years and a young actress is going to portray her, she could possibly get an Academy Award if done properly. But this woman will always live in infamy in the world of sports. But I see a great movie about her coming up down the road, and it's Marion Jones.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised nobody's done it yet.
She got to be off the radar for a little bit more. It may happen in an Olympic year. You know, they'll always do that. They'll time it to where it comes up during the summer games. But Marion Jones, and if you do not know who she is, Google her and check out what happened, who she was, and then what happened to her.
Incredible athlete.
Incredible. But, yeah, one of those cautionary tales. And a person who there are people, you know, you wish, I'd like to be him for a day. I'd like to be him for a week or I'd like to be him for a year. This is a person who I'd like to be for like 6 months to a year.
Whoa.
One person. I don't know what year that would be, but 6 months to a year of this person's life who passed away on this date as Will Chamberlain.
Oh, man.
You know, exactly.
How interesting would that be?
I could pick 6 months or a year. I wouldn't mind being Will Chamberlain. It'd take me a minute to figure out what that time is. But anyway, want to take care of that little bit of business. I know we got some NASCAR going on we want to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. They are racing this week out in lovely Las Vegas. You know, I'd love to go to a NASCAR race.
I'd love to go out there with you.
Yeah, that would just be fun, man, just to see NASCAR rolling to Las Vegas, man. That's just be a
But you're
a
not
fun
gambling,
time.
Though, right?
You know what? I do a lot of gambling, but I do a little something.
You would do okay. Yeah. I could get you at the roulette table.
I give it a shot if you're going.
Okay. Oh, that's where I'm gonna stay.
If you're going, I'll give it a shot.
That and blackjack. Okay. Those are my two.
Okay.
All right.
I'll figure it out. Try to anyway.
I thought of you when I was in Chicago, man. I went by where the track was for that Chicago race, which is no longer gonna be there. But I thought I went down Michigan Avenue over there by the Congress Hotel and right that strip where the, you know. Where the finish line is, and over there by the bean or the orb or whatever they call that thing.
Yeah,
I didn't get to see that though.
What is that thing?
It's a piece of art. Sort of like, what is that thing at the Daily Center? Is it a bird? Is it, you know, the Picasso, the famous Picasso?
Right.
They had in Blues Brothers. That's where that Picasso is, right? So, but yeah, man, want to be Wilt for a week or a year, something.
All right.
Noel? NASCAR. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. They're out in Las Vegas, and we're down to 8 drivers now as we race in the playoffs. The cutoff line, the 4 drivers below, they could be eliminated after Martinsville on October 26th. So, you know, the races between them, we see where they are standing-wise. The guys who are at the top 4 are Denny Hamlin, Ryan Blaney, Kyle Larson, and William Byron. The bottom 4, 5 through 8, Christopher Bell, Chase Elliott, Chase Briscoe, and Joey Logano. So those are the 8 that are still in contention for the Cup Series championship. Shane Van Giesbergen won again last week. If it's any type of road race, man, SVG just, you know, the way he does it. And to listen to people describe the way he drives, it's just, he doesn't abuse the tires. It's like a smooth, you know, here's a guy who's come from another country and is showing everybody here, this is how you drive, you know, a road layout for NASCAR. And he's just reinventing the whole thing, and nobody can catch this guy. It's amazing on that layout. He has truly mastered the road race courses. But this week they're in Las Vegas. You know where I went this week? I went to Road Atlanta.
Been there in a minute.
Had not been up there in a minute,
yeah,
man.
Really.
And they had Petit Le Mans yesterday. They had the 10-hour race. I'm not sure who won it. But they started like noon, and they finished at 10 o'clock at night.
It's you were like, up there all like, that time?
No, this was yesterday. I wasn't up there yesterday. I went Thursday.
Okay, thank you. You can say I did a
live report, and just to be out there and see as the sun goes down, they do nighttime racing. So the cars are coming down and driving, you see in the headlights. It's pretty, pretty cool. And the cars they're racing, you know, your BMW, your Ferrari, you're racing Porsches, Aston Martins, you different cars than you would normally see. But just to go out and the access you have, you can walk down to the paddock and walk up where they're prepping the cars. It's pretty cool.
Can I give you a little insight on
something? Yeah,
You should have made some kind of connection in while you were out there, because you know they're going to be going back out. I think they may be going back out there. They may be going to Atlanta Motor Speedway too, but they're redoing Days of Thunder. And that's where Tom Cruise trained at.
Okay. Really?
What I'm saying, you know, you make it in with them folks and say, listen, when Tom Cruise comes back out here, are you guys doing some shooting or even just practicing?
Yeah.
Now, he's pretty closed in about what he does, and he may not let you. But the fact that the whole movie may be out there, so maybe a day that he's not there, you could.
Well, is he going to be driving this time?
The Days of Thunder movie. So I don't know. I don't know what the script is going to be.
He could be a team manager for somebody, kind of like Rocky.
Dude got in a plane again. He got in that plane again when he redid Top Gun. So he might. It's Tom Cruise. He'd be 80 years old still doing his stunts.
But it was neat being out there.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't mean to holler at you before, but I knew that we got to make some room for our producer here.
Yeah, we do.
All right, she's coming over
here. Here she comes.
She don't care nothing about Road Atlanta.
Well, you know, interesting about the NASCAR race in Vegas.
Yes.
Sam, did you notice that there was an interesting-looking 45 car out there with a Jumpman on it?
Really?
Yes. So it was in a purplish-pinkish colorway because it is celebrating the Mojave Desert 11s that are releasing, exclusive for the Las Vegas area.
Really?
And Tyler Reddick had a pair in the car.
You're kidding. Really?
Yes, Tyler Reddick. So when he got done with the race, he came out with the car. I mean, with the shoes. And the shoes matches the car. He even got the pose with the shoe on his ear like he
made a
phone call. Yeah, he real swagged out here on IG right here. So, yeah, this caught my eye yesterday because, of course, it did.
Excuse me, LeBron's on the phone. He wants to know, can you tell me how to do a real promotion?
Anybody who thought that was something other than LeBron selling you something,
no, but I'm saying
I don't know what to tell
you. You just
I
talked
really
about Jordan doing it the right way.
Right.
Subtle, and the point was made, and now people are talking about it as opposed to.
Well, see, this made sense because you were in Vegas and you're on the track, and you know, you were able to subtly weave this in. Maybe a couple weeks before the release drop. You know, I'm excited to see what they do for our shoe, even though I'm not excited for the shoe. Y'all heard about that at Thursday, so we won't go into that.
Yeah.
But we will go into – did y'all see the closing ceremony for the WNBA Finals?
Did not.
When the commissioner has to hand out trophies.
Oh, and the facial expressions. I saw
them
facial expressions.
And the boos that came in loud and clear from my television.
Talk about that for a minute, because I did not see that. What was I? This has been the first question I would ask you today.
Yeah.
Like?
For me, I don't know. If you're Kathy, that had to not have been the best moment of your life. And then you got Asia and Jewel behind her making faces. Hearing.
Were they really?
Yes, because you could hear the boos, and it was, you know, they'd already had their champagne showers. So they're like two sheets to the wind. So you're getting some real honest reactions.
Yeah.
Just like you got from Asia at the podium when they asked these inebriated people about Kathy and the CBA. And though Asia did not speak, her tambourine spoke loudly enough for all of us to get
the
point.
Yeah, what was up with that?
Chelsea Gray.
Pink tambourine. What's that?
Well, you know, she's North Carolina, so, you know, that's her getting her hallelujah and praise on, you know, after she wins, and she got it on at the podium, too.
Go right ahead.
As Chelsea explained why, you know, the players deserve more respect and more this and more that, you know, talking about the issues with Kathy, and Asia chimed in with her.
There's been three of those. There's been two other incidences like that in professional I witnessed. Was Pete Rozelle had Davis the trophy after him suing the league?
Yeah,
he got the trophy from two different commissioners because he got one from Paul Tagliabue for the last win that Oakland got. I think Tagliabue had, but anyway, there was the Rozelle you know, look. And then the other one was Goodell having to give it to New England after one of them gates.
Deflategate.
And that went on all year. So I don't know if it was it that kind of awkward?
Yeah, man. And even more so because this isn't even the Aces crowd. We're in Phoenix. So that tells you that the WNBA audience that you are selling to didn't like what was said, didn't like what they heard, like how you're moving.
And letting
like
them,
after a sweep, they all got together and did what needed to be done for the good of the league and made their opposition to Kathy known.
Wow.
Yeah, amazing, right?
Like has this ever happened before? I mean, take a second. What, have we seen this before on any level as far as professional?
There's so much here that's unprecedented, and I think just because the eyes that are on it and how big sports are, but the league itself is still like kind of trying to grow, and I don't think we've seen anything at this capacity, so everything here is just topsy-turvy. Yep. It's stuff you wouldn't expect to see, but because –
it's growing pains, though. It's growing pains. It's growing pains.
Yeah, it's growing pains.
You know, it's funny.
A lot of the things that would stop this stuff is the mean green, and the mean green is what we're talking about.
And the problem is the other leagues that we would find a comparison to were owned by individuals and not companies. Because a lot of people had a problem with Vince McMahon for years and how much he paid or didn't pay. Dana White's got the same problem
now. Well, you know, Vince went out and bought everybody else's company. Oh, that's a whole different story. But, yeah, Vince.
But throughout the years, the wrestlers always talked about being underpaid. All right. Listen, I know you're walking us up to it, so I'm just...
Yes,
one other
is.
Thing before we get out
yeah,
of here.
Please.
Yes.
If y'all haven't heard, and I cannot play it here because there are too many expletives, but Trae Young, Quavo, 2 Chainz, Where I Stay, the new hit single is out. Trae Young, rappers want to be ballers want to be rappers, and this is another one of those combination situations, but it's kind of a hit. So if you haven't heard it yet, go check it out. We hawking.
Hey, when are we out there doing surfing again?
We're
gonna be out there, right?
We should be, but that's usually what, around March. So I guess TBA.
TBA.
But we will be out there swagging and surfing and winning. I'm putting it out there now.
That's the part.
Are you, Noel, gonna have a chance to enjoy any of these games today and tomorrow night?
I will enjoy a few today while I finish up some work, and then because tomorrow,
that's what we're thinking about.
We got to do Wade Ford, and then we headed straight down to the open air bins.
There we go.
And
in case you didn't hear earlier, 92.9 The Game will be all over Falcons Bills Monday night. We're getting you started with Dukes and Bell and Randy going to be at the Dukes Bell and Randy going to be at the Signal by Hilton 11 a.m. until 3. Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick going to be Centennial Yards Wade Ford Tailgate Show from 3 p.m. until 5. And if you can't get in front of a TV, obviously we will have the game for you right here. Pre-kick at 5 o'clock, the kick at 7:15. That's tomorrow. But for today, Sam and I are getting out of here. And we got the Jets in Denver. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.